Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 147. We're talking about how to make decisions in your business and how you are only one decision away from a very successful business. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money online doing what you love. Let's begin. Hey guys. All right. Today we're talking about business and we're talking specifically about how you're one decision away from having a very successful business. You are one decision away from having a very successful business. And why am I even compelled to talk about this today? Well, I have been watching a ton of law of attraction stuff today, especially around our mindset and around creating the kind of business we want, around the kind of life we want to have. And I think a lot of people underestimate the power of deciding. A lot of people underestimate the power of making a decision, And what happens? Hi, relationship coach. Is it Coach Any? How are you? I think a lot of us underestimate the power of decision. So why is decision such an impactful thing to have and make and really take in as a very serious component to running and operating a successful business? Why is making a decision a huge factor in having a successful business? Well, your ability to decide moves you forward. Yes, I am doing well. Awesome. Well, welcome here. I'm excited to have you here. We're talking about decision making in running and operating a business. And the people who make decisions quickly are usually the ones that succeed faster, they learn faster. Even if they make a decision and they make a mistake within that decision, they learn that it was the wrong way to go and they pivot as soon as they learn that that was the wrong move. And the people that don't make decisions, the ones that kind of sit on the sidelines and observe, those are usually the ones. Mr. Well-traveled, how are you? Those are usually the ones that don't know how to move forward ever. They're the ones that don't know how to move forward. They don't know how to rationalize and conclude because they don't allow themselves to do it enough for them to fine-tune that skill. So a part of learning how to make decisions right is you got to make the wrong decisions along the way. To be completely honest, I didn't intend to go live talking about decision. I wanted to talk to you guys more about the decisions that you decide to do, right? And the kind of things that we do without making a decision. What does that mean when you do something without really making a decision? What does that mean? Well, that means you're kind of just doing things without thinking. You know, you're doing things without really concluding, how does this work? Why does this work? You know, is this profitable for me to do? There's really no thought process behind it. It's almost like you're just doing it kind of like a zombie, like you're just like doing it, right? And there's no real rhyme or reason as to why you do the thing. So a lot of people in life will do things because someone told them to do it. I think we're all guilty of that. I think we're all guilty of doing stuff just because someone told you to do it, but we don't understand the why behind it, the mechanics as to why things are done this way, or even having a thought process around the decision that was made. And then in that, you're almost like taught to do something without understanding it, so that in the future, you can think for yourself and you can actually duplicate that same rationalization. But if you don't allow yourself to know the mechanics behind each decision, then that means you're kind of left in the wind, waiting for someone else to guide you yet again, right? And I think that's a lot of us here in society. We are constantly looking to see who can guide us and who can teach us and who can, you know, tell us what's right or wrong. But really, we always have to look inside. I think the best way to operate any kind of business, or let alone operate in your own life, you need to have a really good relationship with your intuition, so that you can make decisions that are sound to you, that are sound to your business, and that are profound in how you're building your life. And if you don't know how to do that, that means you've been relying on other people to guide you in your own life, when really it's not their life, it's your life. So you should really take it a part of learning is to learn how to communicate with your intuition, listen to your intuition, take action when your intuition tells you to do something. And how is this connected to business? Well, this is so connected to business because there was a time where I was kind of like copying other people, right? I think in the journey of business ownership, in the journey of running your own business, in my own journey and starting up as an entrepreneur, I first became an author. I wrote a book to get this whole thing started, and I didn't know that it was going to end up in this capacity where now I own a coaching business that is all centered around spirituality. But in the beginning of this, I was compelled to write a book. I was intuitively called to write this book, had no clue how I was going to do it. However, I did it because that seemed like the right thing for me to do to heal. At the time, I was going through postpartum depression because I'd just gotten, I made two babies back to back. So you guys know, moms out here know how that feels like, and the kind of emotional things we go through with our bodies and with our minds, and then having to take care of two kids at that same time. I was going through some stuff. So a part of my healing, I wrote a book all around that. And in that, I was able to find my voice. But the point of this is to always follow your intuition. If it's telling you to start something, it's telling you to go do something, if it's telling you to talk to someone, if it's telling you to connect with someone from this person or this ask for this advice, or you know, if you're being pulled to make a phone call to somebody, do it because you are divinely being guided. And the thing with business is that we're always being guided, even in the business standpoint, right? We're intuitively being pulled in certain directions. We're being pulled to go to this event. We're being pulled to hire this person on because somehow we need that person. And then the next thing you know, another door opens because you decided to connect with that person, and it just continues on like a domino effect. But the first step is to say yes to your intuition and decide that your intuition is what you are going to start leading your life and business with, not anybody else outside of you, right? And let's say you have a coach. Let's say you're talking to a coach on a weekly basis who is helping you achieve a goal. And you do have a coach, relationship coach, Coach Jenny. If you do have a coach and you're like, well, should I take their advice on 100%? I'm not entirely sure if you should. I always say, go with your gut feeling. I always say, if this feels good to you, do it. I always say, if it feels kind of funky, let's talk about why that feels funky and work through that. Because the funk can be misconstrued as bad, but really you need to take a look at, is it your ego that's holding you back in that funk? Or is it your higher self telling you and telling you to go a certain way, a different route. You know, always go with, obviously, your higher self, your higher version of who you are, so that every decision you make is aligned with that higher vision and not your ego. But that funk generally is your ego. Usually your funk comes from the ego making you play small, forcing you to not step into the bigger version of who you are, because then it sheds that old self. And the ego is terrified of growth because it's change, right? It's scary when you change. So in that, you need to decipher whether that funk is a ego-driven funk or is it your higher self guiding you. So things to think about in your business. Intuitively, I want you guys to think intuitively. What type of work schedule do you want to work? What type of work schedule do you want to work? There was a time in my business where I worked every week. I like packed my schedule, my month for a whole, like maybe the whole summer. I packed it with calls every week. I didn't plan for any breaks. And the reason why is because I was coming from scarcity. I didn't know if I don't pack them in, I might not get any in the future. So let me pack them in now. I didn't realize that it was coming from lack, coming from scarcity. And when I took a look at, well, what kind of schedule do I really want to have? I was forced to see that I was operating from that place. And not even knowing it, you know, I was just kind of like, well, it's my business. I have to do this, right? You almost like validate the reason why you did it. And when I asked myself that question, and I asked my clients that too, what type of work schedule do you want? And they say, you know, something that gives me balance. I want to work. I love who I work with. I love talking to my clients, but I also want time for myself. I also want time for my family, and I also want to be able to do the things I want to do, like travel or just not have screen time, right? And if you really ask yourself, what type of work schedule do you want? What do you get? What kind of answers do you get? Really understand that in the world of possibility here, you can really create your own schedule. You know, you can really create whatever work schedule you want to have. And it doesn't have to look like other people's businesses. It doesn't have to look like the traditional way people make money, right? Prior to this, I worked for a business coaching company, actually, and it was like based on realtors, real estate agent, business coaching company. And if I modeled my business with their business model, I would be very unhappy, because it was a Monday through Friday job. You clocked in at 8, got off at 5. You know, the owner, who was the face of the company, worked and lived in their hotel room. He traveled all the time. And as much as he was successful, I could see that he worked a lot. He was overworked and he had a ton of overhead, so much overhead, that I, even now as a business owner and I run my own business coaching company, the overhead he has isn't needed to be successful. And if I said, hey, I want to do exactly what that person is doing, I wouldn't be successful. So always look into what type of work schedule do you want to work and what works for you in your current lifestyle. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you have parents you're looking after, or let's say you take care of family members, you need to think about that in terms of your lifestyle, right? And that's just a part of being accountable in co-creating your environment. If you have things you need to do outside of your business that create balance, own that and account for that when you plan out your work week. Another question I want you to think about is, what type of clients do you want to work with? What type of clients do you want to work with? So surprisingly, guys, a lot of people actually think they cannot have a choice in this. Isn't that amazing that people actually go into business thinking they don't have a choice in who they work with? And as much as that sounds sad and terrible, that mindset is taught to us. It's almost taught to us from the standpoint of, well, if you want to make money, you better get whatever client comes your way, right? Or else who knows where the next client's going to come from. So being choosy ain't something you should be doing. That is really coming from a place of scarcity and lack. Now, a part of having an online business is that you get to really fine-tune your marketing according to your perfect client. Who's your perfect client, right? Who are the people that are your people? And usually the your peoples are going to gravitate to you easily because they just love who you are. They love what you stand for. They love what you talk about. They love the energy you bring every time they see you. And those guys are the kind of people that you might want to work with. One of the things that I notice also is that one of my clients, she was like, listen, I don't know if I want to do coaching. I think I just want to kind of like remove coaching from the entire situation and just offer digital products. And I asked her, well, why is it that you don't want to do any kind of like, you know, one-to-one or even like a group setting where you're teaching your knowledge to people? And she'd said to me, well, because my day job does that. I have to do that at my day job and I'm not fully satisfied with doing that every single day. And I had to remind her that, listen, the people you work with at your regular day job isn't going to be the clients you're going to be dealing with in your own personal business. It's going to be your own personal business. So you get to choose what kind of clients you work with one-on-one. And that is a huge up for you when you think about it that way. If you don't like someone's energy, you can literally say, listen, I don't think you and I are a good fit. I might have someone else for you that can help you with that. Or let's say you luck out and the law of attraction works in your favor and you just somehow magically attract to yourself an amazing soulmate client. And you're like, wow, what an amazing synchronistic situation happening today because I get to talk to you on the phone and you are literally like me. Now I just get to teach you whatever it is that you don't know that I happen to know, right? And most of the time, if you're super clear on your messaging in your online presence, that actually does happen. The chances of that happening if your marketing is on point and that you really resonate in the way you convey things, it actually does happen. It happens for you. And it's literally the thing where, you know, Gabby Bernstein's book, I think hers is titled, The Universe Has Your Back. And as you have your own back, as you own your message, as you own your mission, yes, I love when that happens. Lupita, you're one of my soulmate clients, right? And you get to work with your soulmate clients constantly because your mission is on point. You're relentless with conveying your mission. You're relentless with showing up consistently. And what happens when you do that? Well, the universe says yes. Here you go. And this, guys, is what I'm talking about, the decision. When you make a decision, the universe says yes, right? When you make a decision, yes, I'm ready. The universe goes, it's about time. Here it is, right? And the problem is that we don't ever make the decision. That's the problem. We don't make the decision on, okay, I am ready to show up big as whatever the hell I want to be online or whatever the hell I want to be in person. I want to be that and I'm going to do whatever it is that I need to do it. I'm going to relinquish all the doubt I have. I'm going to step into the new me and I'm going to own it as much and as physically possible for me, emotionally possible, mentally possible, right? And in that, the universe supports you. All right, let's move along with some questions. Another question I want you to think about in your business is, what type of service do you want to do for your community? What type of service do you want to do for your community? What type of service? A lot of people don't necessarily know what type of service they want to do. They think, I can't sell that. Like, no one's gonna buy that, right? Like, you kind of doubt the thing you want to sell. And in that doubt, the universe responds accordingly. Oh, I guess I'll doubt you as well, right? Now, if you're so certain, and let's say it's like a super silly thing that's just like out of this world, like 20 years ago when, I don't know, I'm gonna guess 20 years ago, Jeff Bezos was like, yo, I'm gonna start this online thing and just see what happens. 20 years later, he's the wealthiest man alive, right? And maybe 20 years ago, people who saw him start his thing were doubting him. Like, no one's gonna wanna buy online. Everyone wants to see the actual thing in person, right? People, there's this thing where shopping online was a problem. What if it doesn't fit me? I don't like buying jeans online. I don't like buying underwear online, bras and underwear. Now it's like, well, let me get two sizes and I'll return the one that fits. It is life. 20 years later, it's life. You can create the craziest thing, but if you believe it intentfully, if you believe it so confidently and certainly, the universe makes it happen for you. It literally rearranges the world around you to plop it right in front of you for you to live and step into. It's that magical. Another question I want you to think about is, how do you want to feel in your business? How do you want to feel in your business? Do you want to feel super busy? Interestingly enough, people actually they get a thing out of feeling busy. They feel good about feeling busy. It makes them feel important. But in that importance, is that productivity? Is it profitable, right? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel lighter? Do you want to feel loved? Do you want to feel appreciated? Do you want to feel magical? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I just whimsically created all these things to happen, right? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel over fucking worked, right? And if you don't take a look at that, you're going to do and be and have all the things that you dread. Like, let's say you dread working too much and you don't account for, well, how do I want to feel? If you don't think about it and you're just kind of do, you're going to attract more of the underpaid, overworked feel. You're going to attract the thing that you actually don't want to have because you didn't take a look at these questions. Like, how do you want to feel in your business? How do you want to be as a business owner? Do you want to be an empowering business owner? Do you want to be a busy business owner? Do you want to be super overwhelmed? Do you want to be lighter and more free as a business owner? There's a lot of things here that I think a lot of people don't look into aside from strategy, right? You can have a killer marketing strategy, but what if you're attracting the wrong clients? You could have an amazing lead acquisition system that just generates leads to you constantly, but what if you don't have a qualifying system and you have really bad prospects that drain your energy, and at that point you just hate your business? Right? See how strategy is wonderful, but if you don't look at the energy behind it and what you really want to have in your life and in your business, you're going to attract things in your life that are not profitable, that are not energetically aligned to you, that doesn't feel good. Eventually, you're going to want to give up and toss it in. Like, you know what? I'm done. This is too much. I knew I wasn't cut out to be a business owner. I knew I was more of a worker bee, right? That kind of phrase. When really, you can really co-create your business just the way you co-create your life. You can really create the business you want. Let me run it down again. What type of work schedule do you want to have? journal about that. What type of work schedule do you want to have? What type of clients do you want to work with? What type of service do you want to render, right? Is it going to be service or is it tangible? Are you going to have something for your client to bring home or have it in their home in their hands? Or is it something that it's like a transformational thing that you're selling? How do you want to feel in your business? I think that's probably one of the most important questions to ask yourself. How do you want to feel in your business? Do you want to feel like you're working with your aligned people, the people that are like you? However, they just need some guidance on how to move forward in whatever area you cover. Who do you want to be as a business owner? Who do you want to be as a business owner? Profitable, yes. Connected, yes. Super compassionate, honest, filled with integrity, right? So many things that I don't think a lot of people talk about. You know, a lot of business coaches out here talk more about strategy and how to get more money and how to get more clients and all of this. And they don't really talk about like the meaningful root aspects of life and business, The moment you decide, what happens when you decide? The moment you follow your intuition, what happens to your intuition? Claudia, miss you, Claudia. Hope you're doing well. The moment you decide that you want to work only with a certain type of client, you know, the lighter clients, the loving clients, the clients that just are like you and communicate just like you, and their message lands with you and your message lands with them. You know, the moment you decide, you guys, the universe really just serves it to you. But in this indecision is where the gap is as to why the things you're asking for is being delayed in delivering to you, right? Anytime you have an indecision or anytime you have this thing where you are uncertain, right? One foot in, one foot out. That will cause the manifestation powers that you inherently have to not work for you. So please make a decision, right? Make a decision today. What is it that you want to have? What type of clients do you want to have? What type of work schedule do you want to work? What type of rates are you going to charge and stick to it? What type of service do you want to, I think I already said that. How do you want to feel in your business? How do you want to feel in your business? And I think in that, once you start making that decision, things start popping up into your reality that helps and supports that decision to fruition into your life. But it always starts with the decision in mind. So I hope this was helpful and valuable. I want to share a little bit about today. I did a photo shoot with one of the local photographers here in Las Vegas. Found her on Instagram. She is actually super amazing and so interesting because the universe works so magically. She and I went to high school together. Didn't know her. She didn't know me. We went to middle school and high school together. She knows people I know. You know, we know the same kind of people. It's so funny that the universe kind of meshed us together to work together. And it was very interesting because it was one of those it kind of came together really nicely. And to be honest, I was really nervous about the photo shoot because I really wanted it to come out nice. I also don't know if I'm super duper duper photogenic, so I was really nervous about that. But she was totally she was like one of my girlfriends taking a photo of me. So that really relieved the nervousness. And I couldn't be thankful, like more than thankful to my guides and angels and the universe to help me bring this person into my life and in my business. So, you know, this is how the law of attraction works, right? You just make a decision. You want to be successful, make that decision today. And choose it every single day, even with doubt. When you have the doubt, say doubt, bye-bye. I'm choosing my success. Doubt, bye-bye. That's just my ego. You're not me. I choose my higher version. Always side with your higher version of who you are, because in that, you get to align with all the wealth, all the blessings, all the amazing goodness that the universe is waiting to give to you. All right, so open enrollment for Prestige. Prestige is a coaching program, highly intuitive, highly profound in terms of raising your business to the next level, getting more clients in, having a really strong curriculum that backs up your teachings, and also being able to take a look at your energy and your spirituality, fine-tuning all of that to work together so that you can actually start scaling higher, easier, and effortlessly. So Prestige has 8 people. I'm looking for 8 spots to be filled. And if you are interested in taking that next step on, click the link below and in my bio and see if you qualify. Doors close July 20th. Okay, guys? So July 20th, open enrollment is no longer. So I hope to connect with you guys in the Prestige, or if you guys have questions, DM me. Thanks so much for being here with me, and have an amazing week. Take care. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.